I'm Steve Potter, and later in Cityscape, we're going to meet Jason Kurtz. He's a coach and a counselor at Chaminade College Prep, and his YouTube video tribute to the Billikens has been attracting a lot of attention. But first, a chorus line. A chorus line, that beloved musical, originally opened on Broadway in 1975 and ran for 6,137 performances. The show opened at the Peabody last night, with performances remaining tonight and tomorrow. Please welcome director Bjork Lee, who joins us from New York. Bjork, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. And in the studio, cast member Caitlin Niewanner. Caitlin?
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Bjork.
I guess you guys go way back.
Way back, a couple of months, yes.
Yeah.
Well, in show business, that's a pretty long time.
Yes, really is.
You're like best friends now.
We are. She's wonderful.
Bjork, I have to ask you, your story is fascinating because you're directing all of the chorus lines that touring companies, I guess, that we see around. But you go way back to the days of choreographer Michael Bennett. You were really in on the ground floor. Would you tell that story?
Yes. I had met Michael when I was 13, and he used to come down from Buffalo when he was a kid also. So I was his first friend in New York. And then later on, we danced together in Broadway shows, and then he decided he wanted to be a choreographer and a director. And in those olden days, you had to have a home. You had to have a director or a choreographer, or else you never worked. So Michael formed his own little nucleus, and I was part of that. So I did his first and second and third Broadway show, and down the line comes a chorus line, and I was just so happy to be a part of it.
And your character's name was?
Connie Wong.
Right. And it was sort of your story too, wasn't it?
It is my story. And we had a tape session where Michael got a lot of dancers from Broadway, and they all sat around, and Broadway was going to be dying, and we didn't know what we're going to do, and we all went to Michael to say, you know, if they're not going to hire dancers anymore, where are we going to go? And so he just, you know, it was an all-night session, and out of that session came all of these stories that you will see in a chorus line.
Right. And you ended up directing. He sort of handed the show to you on a silver platter.
I know. God bless him. And it has been my world for half my life. And opening night, he said, listen, this is going to go places. And I went, oh, yeah. I had just done two flop shows with him, so we didn't know what this was. And he said, you're gonna direct this all around the world, Bjork, because I'm going to be doing other things. And I kept going, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So here I am 37 years later.
my, how time flies.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I said 6,137 performances in the original run on Broadway. How many altogether across the country and across the world? I bet you don't know.
I have no idea, because I have done at least 40 productions. And they have been, you know, playing in Australia and in Argentina and Stockholm, and they play quite a long time. And I just got back from London, where I was there 36 years ago, helping Michael, and, you know, we just went back and opened a new company.
Wow. Caitlin Niewanner, you have a local connection, pretty local. You grew up in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah.
And went to college at Mizzou.
Yeah.
So you started out as a dancer, too. I asked Bjork if that was her story. She said, yes, it's your story, too. I mean, the story of a chorus line, dancers looking for work.
Mm-hmm. I think every dancer can connect with this show. And it's such a special show, even for an audience to see, because they see the reality of the show, because we're all telling our own stories in a way.
Well, you know, I've seen it before on stage, and you don't have to be a dancer to relate to that theme. Bjork can comment on this too, because I do a little acting, that's all. I don't dance or anything, but I don't even think you have to act. Mm-hmm. Just seeing people out there competing for their dream, I think, is a universal thing everyone can relate to, no matter what it is you do.
Absolutely. Even if, you know, everybody has to go in for an interview for a job, and, you know, we're all singing, God, I hope I get it.
Right. Well, what's your character, Caitlin?
I'm a swing, which means I could be any of 9 different people.
Wow.
Depending on the health of our other dancers.
Right. Somebody needs time off, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that difficult?
It's really difficult. I was with Bjork the first few weeks of rehearsal and was learning how to be 9 different people within 2 weeks. It was one of the hardest things I ever did.
some of us do that offstage. Anyway, Bjork, it starts with, what is it, like 17 characters? Do I have the number right? It starts with a bunch of kids auditioning.
Yeah, well, there's more than that. There are 7 people that are eliminated from that last call, and then 17 are left on stage. And in order for the director to really get his cast, he needs to interview them. And this is his way of interviewing them, asking them about themselves.
Right, and the whole goal is to whittle it down to 4 boys and 4 girls, because that's what he needs for the show.
Exactly.
And along the way, as you make reference to, we kind of learn the backstory to a lot of these characters, their personal lives.
And it's not only about them, but it's about their families and their relationships with their families.
Uh-huh. Caitlin, what are some of your favorite characters, either that you've played or that you just enjoy?
I really enjoy the role of Christine. I think a lot of dancers can relate to her because she's so talented and so beautiful, but she's constantly riddled with the anxiety of having to sing in front of the director. And I think even people that are comfortable singers, when you're a dancer, there's still that, you know, you get weak in the knees, the butterflies in your stomach, it never really goes away.
Bjork, you can talk about that, because wasn't it true in the early days when you started too that if you were a dancer on Broadway, you were pigeonholed into that?
And oh, absolutely. And we didn't have to sing because you had a director or you had a choreographer, and whatever he did, you did. I was a Michael Bennett dancer, and so if he did a television show or he did a Broadway show or a commercial, I knew that I had work. And so I didn't really have to sing because, like in Oklahoma and Carousel, you had the dancers, then you had the singers, you had your actors. Everybody had their place. And A Chorus Line revolutionized that. You know, we were the first company, the first reality show, because we played ourselves. And we also, you know, we have to do all triple threats. We have to be sing, dance, and act. So, you know, we've done a lot for the theater also,
and,
but also for dancers and singers and actors, so that you're not pigeonholed in just being a dancer or just being a singer.
Right. Caitlin, I think you've been in this production for something like 6 months, this
mm-hmm.
touring company, but you've also played it before?
Yes. This past summer I played Valerie Clark. So it's been in and out of my show, or in and out of my life for a while, and did it as Maggie once as well. So.
Once you've done A Chorus Line, it's in your life forever.
So true.
It's been around for such a long time, and it keeps coming back, whether it's in summer stock or it's a national company or a tour like this. And it, you start to grow and understand the characters more mm-hmm. as the years go on.
Well, it's a musical, obviously, but I tell you what, it's a musical that people would know so many songs from. And to talk a little bit about my favorites, I guess probably everybody's, I Hope I Get It, which you mentioned, I Can Do That, One, of course, What
mm-hmm.
I Did for Love, what great music. Marvin Hamlisch, right?
Marvin Hamlisch, God bless him, rest his soul. He just passed away this year, and at the ballet, and I just learned this when I went to London with Bob Avian, who was Michael Bennett's co-director and choreographer. When Marvin Hamlisch brought in At the Ballet, and that was the first song that he wrote for the show, Michael Bennett said, this is what I want the show to be like. I want this to tell each story. And so he patterned the show after At the Ballet to tell the story of each character.
Yeah. So, Caitlin, for those of us that have never acted or danced on Broadway, when we see A Chorus Line, do we get a true picture of what it's like?
I think the truest picture you could ever get. Like, we talked earlier about Smash, which I think is...
Yeah, you and I discussed this
totally
before we went
inaccurate.
On the air.
Yeah. But Chorus Line is so much more into the nitty gritty of your stories. And like Bjork said, it's about your families and paying the bills and going to auditions. And it kind of shows you the backstory that most people don't get to see when they look at a musical.
Uh-huh. And Bjork, you know, we were joking earlier about how you've known Caitlin for, what was it, 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is.
Six months.
Your old friends. That's we were laughing, but it's kind of true. Don't you find that when people do a show together, there is like this instant bond? And I mean, you feel like you've known someone a long time.
But also, a Chorus Line has a lot to do with that, too, because you have to share your personal stories with the director in order to get what he needs out of you. And, you know, casting is I would say 70% of it. And Caitlin, you can fit into 7 different roles. That's why you're there, and you're good at it.
Let me remind people that it's a Chorus Line at the Peabody Opera House. It opened last night. There's a performance tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 2 p.m., and at 8 p.m. The Peabody Opera House, of course, down on Market Street. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link for tickets. And it's got to be tough, too, to come to a town and have a 3-day run, and then you're off somewhere else, huh?
Well, this is kind of long and luxurious
this
for
is?
Us. Yeah, it's been quite a schedule. We actually did the numbers. We were in 50 cities for only one night total over these last 6 months. So 3 days is great.
Well, that's cast member Caitlin Niewanner. We want to thank you for being here and welcome home, so to speak, or close to home. And Bjork Lee is director and choreographer of A Chorus Line. We've been talking to her from New York. Bjork, thanks for sharing your story with us. Fascinating.
Thank you for having me. See you back in New York, Caitlin.
Yay, I'm excited.
Okay, bye.
Bye.